愿大家平安。
Peace to you all.
在圣餐礼之前，跟大家一起来学习各个他山的三个十字架。
Before the Holy Communion, we like to study the topic, the three crosses on Golgotha.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，有三有两个强盗跟他一起钉十字架。
Alongside Jesus, when he was crucified, there were two other robbers.
所以各个他有三个十字架。
So there are three crosses. On Golgotha.
第一个十字架。
The first cross.
他是一个强盗。
A robber was crucified on it.
他被钉十字架，所以他死在罪里面。
He was crucified and he died in sin.
中间一个十字架。
The middle cross.
就是主耶稣。
Where Jesus was nailed.
他是没有罪的。
He was without sin.
他是为人的罪来死的。
He died on behalf of our sins.
那第三个十字架。
The third cross.
就是主耶稣另外一旁的一个强盗。
The other robber that was nailed right next to Christ.
他把握人生最后一个机会向主耶稣求救。
He took hold of his last opportunity and ask Jesus for help.
说你得国的时候，愿你让我跟你同得你的国度。
He said to our Christ, "Remember me when your kingdom comes."
所以主耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里面。
And Jesus replied, "You shall be with me in paradise."
这三个十字架代表我们整个世界的三种人。
These three crosses represent the three kinds of people in this world.
一种人是硬心到底，死在罪里面。
The first kind are those people who are obstinate in their sins and their ways, and they will die in sin.
那另外一种人，也是唯一的一个人，就是来到世界为人的罪而死，他就是耶稣基督。
And the second type of people or person is our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world without sin and yet died for all our sins.
那第三种人就是对自己罪有了解，来归向耶稣求救。
And the third type of people are people who realize their sins and decided to repent and to receive salvation.
那这三种人的人生结局是一样，他们都断气死了。
All three kinds of people will end up in death.
但是死以后的结果不一样。
But the consequences after their death will be vastly different.
第一个强盗他死在罪里面。
First of all, the first robber died in sin.
那到底死在罪里面有什么可怕？
And what's so dreadful about dying in sin?
因为很多人说死就算了。
There are many people who think that death ends it all.
所以我今天能够抓得住，我要今天尽量的享受。
And that is why we need to enjoy ourselves all we can.
把生命活到我的最充实的一点。
Live our life to the max.
那死就算了。
And when we die, everything ends.
那这种人生基本上他没有来世的盼望。
And obviously, such perspective does not take into account our afterlife or next life.
但是我们要了解人生，要从很多不同的角度来看。
But we need to understand our life from different perspectives.
因为我们在看人生，可能跟圣经里面在描写人生不一样。
Because the way we look at life is vastly different from the way the Bible describes our lives to be.
圣经认为我们的身体只是一个壳子，一个好像一个房子。
According to the scripture, our body is merely a shell.
那我们的灵魂住在里面。
And our spirit and soul live in the shell.
那死就是灵魂从这个房子里面出来。
And death is a process by which our soul and spirit live.Leave this shell.
是那真正的自我的一种移民，要从这个地上移民到另外一个灵界的地方。
And it's a migration of our true selves into the spiritual realm.
所以死是肉体的结束，但是灵魂并没有结束。
That is why death is the end of our physical body, but not our soul and spirit.
所以死的可怕不是在乎肉体的结束。
So the dreadfulness of death is not so much the end of our physical life.
死的可怕在乎我们肉体以外那个灵魂要往哪里去。
The dreadful thing about death is that we do not know where our spirit and soul are going to go.
因此这个强盗他死在罪里面。
This robber died in sin.
这是最可怕的。
That is the most dreadful.
因为既然 天地当中有一个神。
Since there is this God who reigns over the whole universe.
那神没有罪。
And God is without sin.
他的地方是圣洁的。
His place is holy.
是光明的。
It's full of light.
是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
是永远的。
It's eternal.
所以一个人如果死在罪里面，我们就没有办法跟神在一起。
And so if a person dies in sin, he can never be with God.
那我们这个人生就是变，我们的一生就，我们的生命就变得很可怕了。
And our life would be a misfortune.
那另外一种人
，The next type of person，
就是把握最后一个机会来寻找主耶稣。
They are the ones who grab hold of the last opportunity to know Jesus.
好，我们现在来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的二十三章。
Luke 23.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
路加二十三章四十二节。
Luke 23, verse 42.
就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这是一个强盗对主耶稣的恳求。
This was the prayer of the robber to Jesus.
我们看四十节。
Verse 40.
那一个就应声责备他说，你既然一样受刑。还不怕神吗？四十一节。
41.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事情。你看这个两个传道，两个强盗对主耶稣的回应不太一样。
These two criminals have vastly different reactions to our Lord Jesus.
那一个强盗已经盯得很痛苦，快死了，他还会笑耶稣。
The one criminal ridicule Jesus even when he was nearing death.
说你不是基督吗？你可以救自己跟救我们吧。
Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us.
这是一种取笑。
This was an insult.
因为耶稣被钉在十字架上，他不能下来好像他是一个弱者。
Jesus was nailed on the cross and he was as if a weakling, unable to save himself.
所以如果对这个强盗来讲，他不能救自己，这样他还能够救我们吗？
And that is why the criminal mocked Jesus, saying, "If you can't save yourself, how can you save me?"
那另外一个强盗就说
，But the other criminal rebuked him.
我们是应该的，因为我们受的与我们所做的相称。
We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve.
今天被钉十字架，这是罪有该得。
So they deserve their punishment.
这句话讲得很对啊。
This is true.
我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
The robber said, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve."
我们在读这个故事的时候，我们常常觉得说，把我这个强盗分开来看。
And oftentimes we separate ourselves from the role of the robber in this story.
这个强盗抢人。
This robber had done wrong.
他可能杀过人。
Perhaps he had killed.
所以他应该被钉十字架。
And therefore he needed to be punished.
但是我没有做强盗啊。
But I, on the other hand, am never a criminal.
所以我没有罪。
I do not sin.
因此我们今天拒绝耶稣，可能跟这个强盗拒绝耶稣理由不太一样。
And that is why even though we have different reasons to reject our Lord Jesus Christ today, and very different reasons from that of the robber back then.
这个强盗拒绝耶稣是因为他觉得如果你是救主，你可以救我们，你不能救我们，你就不是救主。
One of the criminals insulted Jesus by saying, "Save yourself and us," knowing that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
所以他自己知道有罪。
So he himself knew that he was a sinner.
但是他不信耶稣。
And yet he didn't believe in the Lord.
但是今天我们拒绝耶稣，常常是因为我们对自己的罪不认识。
But today we reject our Lord Jesus because we do not recognize our own sins.
我们先来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第八节。
Verse 8.
九十篇的第八节。
Psalm 90, verse 8.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光之中。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽了年岁， 好像一声叹息。十一节。
11。
啊，谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？啊，我们看第十节。
10。
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮的，可以到80岁，但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如飞而去。啊，这个是摩西对人生的感受。
This is some reflection of Moses about life.
那个时候他觉得人活着大概70几岁。
Moses felt that man could only live for roughly 70 years.
那强壮可以活到80岁。
Or 80 if they had strength.
但是我们整个看我们里面到底充满着什么。
But what is life filled with?
啊，劳苦跟愁烦。
Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow.
啊，然后我们转空，成空，转眼成功，如飞而去。
For they quickly pass and we fly away.
啊，这是对人生一个描写。
This is a description of life.
但是最可怕的不是这个。
But what's most dreadful is not just the fleeting nature of life.
第八节说，你将我们的罪摆在你的面前。
Verse 8 explicitly tells us, you have set our iniquities before you.
那这个罪就是在神看起来不对的事情。
Iniquities are sins or transgressions against what is right in the eyes of God.
在圣经的标准衡量之下不对的事情。
And those are the things that are contrary to the standards of the Bible.
所以那个罪不是文化上所定的罪。
So these sins and iniquities are not in relation to our societal standards.
或者社会风俗所定的罪不是这个罪。
Or some kind of transgression against the norms of the society.
是在神的标准之下所定的罪。
These are the sins in relation to God's standards.
那第八节说，我们的隐恶都摆在你的面光之中。
And the verse continues to say, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
什么是隐恶？
What are these secret sins?
就是没有人知道那个罪。
Nobody knows about them.
我们在暗中所做的。
Those are the sins done in secret.
你看大卫犯罪。
When David sinned.
他手法很高明啊。
And he was very smart in his ways.
他喜欢一个女人。
He loved a woman.
但是那女人有先生啊。
But the woman is married.
那他是国王啊。
And David is king.
就用一个命令把他的先生派到最危险的地方，结果打死了。
So he sent her husband to the brunt of the battle to be killed.
他名正言顺就把那女人娶过来。
And then he married her.
这个是你律法上怎么讲，你都不讲不到有罪的。
And according to the law, he would never have been culpable for any sins.
但是神就叫拿单去见他。
But God sent Prophet Nathan to see David.
就把他罪掀出来。
And revealed his sin.
这个叫做隐恶。
Such sins are done in secret.
内心的最深处所犯的罪，还有没有人知道所犯的罪。
Those sins are done in secret without anybody knowing.
在神的面前是赤露敞开，在神看来没有秘密。
But in the eyes of God, everything is in the open, in brightness.
那第九节，所以我们活在你的震怒之下。
Verse 9, all our days pass away under your wrath.
这是人生最可怕的地方。
This is the most dreadful thing in life.
所以这一个强盗。
So this robber.
他有机会被钉在耶稣的旁边，这是一种机会，所以他很痛苦。
Opportunity, no matter how excruciating it was, to be nailed right next to our Christ Jesus.
但是他硬心到底。
But he was obstinate.
所以他就放弃了这个机会。
So he abandoned the opportunity to be safe.
路加福音二十三章。
Let's now return to Luke 23.
我们再看42节。
Verse 42.
说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Verse 42. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这个耶稣讲德国，这个是什么国
？What is this kingdom?
这个不是地面上的国。
This kingdom is not of this world.
这是一个属灵的国。
This is a spiritual kingdom.
也叫做神的国。
Which is the kingdom of God.
那这个国有一天会实现。
Now, one day this kingdom will be realized.
就是耶稣降临那一天。
And that is when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again.
我们看耶稣在钉十字架以前所说的一段话。
Let's read a passage of Jesus' words before his death.
请看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke 23.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
有许多百姓跟随耶稣，内中有好些妇人、妇女为他们啊嚎痛哭。二十八节。
28.
耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷女子，不要为我哭。”单为自己和自己的儿女哭，有好多人看到耶稣钉十字架，觉得他很可怜啊，就为他哭。
A large number of people follow him, and upon seeing the dreadful situation, wailed for him.
啊，但是耶稣说不要为我哭。
But Jesus turned and said to them, "Do not weep for me."
为什么耶稣说不要为我哭
？Why did Jesus say that?
因为耶稣被钉十字架是一件啊善事。
Because Jesus
要成就一件善事。
Because Jesus' crucifixion on the cross is actually a means to accomplish a greater end.
要拯救人。
It is to save all mankind.
所以你不要为我哭。
And that is why Jesus told them, "Do not weep for me."
那为自己跟自己的儿女哭。
But weep for yourselves and for your children.
为什么
？Why？
我们看这个二十八节、二十九节。
Verse 29.
因为日子之到，人必说：不生育和未怀胎的，为乳养婴孩的有福了。这里说有一天呢、啊、会到。
For the time will come when you will say,
没有生育、没有孩子的有福了。
Blessed are the barren women.
为什么
？Why？
三四节。
Verse 30.
那时人要向大山说：“倒在我身上，叫闪烁说遮盖我们啦。”
Then they will say to the mountains, "Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us."
这一天很可怕。
This would be the most dreadful day.
就是耶稣再来那一天。
The day when the Lord Christ comes again.
圣经说，连刺他的人也要亲眼看到他从天降临。
And people will see him with their own eyes descending from the heavens.
因为那一天降临要审判世界。
For Jesus will come again on that day to judge the world.
有形之的都必利落消化。
And all the perishable things shall be melted away.
因此我们如果能够效法另外一个强盗。
So if you're able to learn from the other criminal,
来转向耶稣求救
，to turn to Jesus for help.
说你得国的时候，求你纪念我。
Then we can say to our Lord Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
当主再来的时候，主啊，你纪念我。
When Jesus comes again, let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to remember us.
二十三章的四十三节
，verse 43.
说路加福音二十三章四十三节。
Luke 23, verse 43.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”
Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise."
主耶稣答应他一起在乐园里面。
Jesus promised him that he would be with him in paradise.
所以这个强盗很不幸。
So this criminal was unfortunate.
他可能没有受好的教育，或者什么原因，到最后变成强盗。
For a variety of reasons, he ended up being a criminal.
但是他被钉十字架，后来被钉十字架。
And that is why he was crucified.
但是这个强盗很幸运，就是钉在耶稣的旁边。
But this criminal was fortunate because he was nailed right next to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他有机会转向耶稣求救。
So he had the opportunity to turn to Jesus for help.
你得国的时候，你纪念我，就只有一句话。
And all he said to him was, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
不做，他的罪很深。
Yes, he was deep in sin.
但是因为罪很深，我们就看到爱很大。
But the deeper his sins, the more God's love is.
他知道自己的罪。
He realized his own sins.
我是没有希望的，我今天被钉在上面。
I'm hopeless and I'm nailed on the cross today.
他转向耶稣，你纪念我。
And yet he said to Jesus, "Please remember me."
耶稣说：“你要同我在乐园里。”
And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise."
乐园是没有罪的地方。
Paradise, a place where there is no sin.
这个人被人当囚犯钉在十字架，有罪，但是为什么可以去到乐园呢
？And this criminal was nailed because of sins, and yet he was able to go to paradise.
因为耶稣爱他。
Why is that? It is because Jesus loves him.
赦免他的罪。
And forgave his sins.
所以最不幸的强盗到最后变成最有福气的一个人。
And the most unfortunate criminal became the most blessed person to be saved in paradise.
因为他死得到乐园。
Because upon his death, he would go to paradise.
所以今天我们好像主耶稣旁边的两个强盗。
So today we're as if like the two criminals right next to our Lord Jesus.
如果我们转向耶稣。
If we turn to Jesus,
我们就有希望。
We will have hope.
我们就要跟主在乐园里面。
We shall be with our Lord in paradise.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1。
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1。
第三节。
Verse 3。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣从死里复活，重生了我们。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这里说神借着耶稣从死里复活，重生了我们。
Jesus was raised from the dead so that we may have a living hope.
这个重生啊，就是说我们有一个带有生命的盼望。
To be reborn is to have the hope of a new life.
这是主耶稣在十字架成就的。
And this is the result of his crucifixion.
第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你存留在天上的基业。
Verse 4. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
所以这个第四节把神所要给我们的跟我们在地上追求的不同描写得很清楚。
So this verse clearly delineates the difference between what we pursue in this world and what is in the heavenly kingdom.
这里说不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
Verse 4 tells us an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
可见我们在世界上你认为很宝贵，你几十年投进去的都是会朽坏的，都是会玷污，都是会衰残的。
In other words, anything that we pursue in this world in our lifetime will be perishable, will be able to be spoiled and be faded.
那你每天上班八九个小时，这样几十年，终于追求到世界上有一点东西啊。
Just imagine if you work so hard 8-9 hours a day for your entire life, only to gain a little bit of material wealth.
但是到最后还是朽坏衰残。
Ultimately, all these things perish, spoil, and fade.
但是今天我们相信主。
But today we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只要心归向他。
As long as our heart turns to him.
你不需要有什么代价，你就得到那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的产业。
You do not pay anything to receive this inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
这个叫做恩典。
This is grace.
这个恩典就是借着耶稣钉十字架所造成的。
And this grace is a result of Jesus' crucifixion.
所以这个三个十字架里面呢、中间这个十字架特别不一样。
Among the three crosses, the middle cross is the most different.
比拉多说他没有罪。
Pilate claimed that Jesus is without sin.
审判官已经讲他没有罪。
Jesus is without sin.
主耶稣说，你谁可以指证我有罪？
Jesus said, who among you can accuse me of sin.
这句话没有一个人敢讲。
Nobody dares to make this statement.
只有主耶稣敢讲。
Except our Lord Jesus.
他真的是没有罪。
He is truly without sin.
但是他钉在十字架。
But he was crucified on the cross. Why?
这是一个很重要原因。为什么？
Why?
好，我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
约翰福音十二章的三十二节。
John 12, verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
But I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
这是主耶稣的预言。
This is Jesus' prophecy.
我要吸引万人来归我。
I will draw all men to myself.
什么是万人？
What does it mean by all men? 世界上
所有不同族类的人。
All people from different races and ethnicity.
主耶稣说我要吸引他们来归我。
Jesus prophesied, I will draw all men to myself.
你想想看，耶稣讲这一句话的时候，他是什么人？
Just imagine who Jesus was when he made this statement.
他是木匠的儿子。
He was the son of a carpenter.
没有家庭背景。
He didn't have any glorious background.
所以当时他讲道讲得很好，大家一看，这个木匠的儿子听不下去就走了。
And that is why even though the crowd were astonished by his teachings, they shunned him because of his humble background.
第二个，他没有加强美容。
He wasn't becoming in his appearance.
为什么你的客厅里面吊了很多电影明星的像呢？因为很漂亮。
Why do some people hang pictures of celebrities on the wall? Because they are all very beautiful and handsome.
所以有时候我在搭飞机看到旁边那个很多人就那个有那个 这个八卦杂志里面很多电影明星的照片那种杂志。
When I'm on the plane, I often see people reading magazines about celebrities.
那个都是印他们认为最漂亮。如果你拿一本杂志印说世界上最丑的人，那个也卖不出去啊。
And obviously, all these magazines publish the best pictures of these celebrities. If they're all full of ugly people, who would read them?
主耶稣没有家境内容。
Jesus was without any good looks.
三十几岁看起来像五十几岁。
He was as if 50 years old when he was 30.
他没有钱。
He didn't have any money.
放枕头的地方都没有。
He didn't even have a place to rest his head.
他也拿不出文凭，哪一个什么常春藤毕业的，没拿不出来。
He didn't have any diploma from any Ivy League colleges.
他也没有写过一本书。
He had never written a book.
他什么都没有。
He didn't do anything.
但是说，他说我要吸引万人来归我。
But all he said was, I will draw all men to myself.
那这种人要怎么去吸引人？
How in the world is he going to draw all men to himself?
他说我若被举起来就要吸引人来归我。
But verse 32 tells us, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself.
那33节。
33.
耶稣这个话是指着他自己要怎样死说的。
He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die.
就是他被钉十字架。
The way he was going to be crucified.
神就是爱。
God is love.
那神看不见。
God is invisible.
那神的爱你怎么了解？
How do you understand or experience His love?
神的爱具体的表现就是耶稣。
The concrete way that God shows His love is through our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣对我们的爱最高的表现就是钉在十字架。
And the greatest love that Jesus has shown us is His crucifixion.
所以圣经每一次讲到神的爱，都讲耶稣钉十字架。
And that is why whenever the Bible mentions God's love, it also mentions Jesus.
这是无条件的受苦牺牲。
And this is unconditional sacrifice and suffering for our sake.
是为着要救我们。
It is only solely for the purpose of saving us.
所以今天我们看主耶稣被钉十字架的过程。
So if we look at the process through which Jesus suffered and died on the cross.
从圣经里面至少有三个人被改变。
You will realize that there are at least three people who are changed.
我们知道世界上有两个力量最有力量，有两件事情最有力量。
There are two things in this world that are full of power.
第一个就是死。
First is death.
所以这个传道书里面说。
That is why the book of Ecclesiastes says.
这是一场征战。
This is a war.
没有一个人得胜。
That no one wins.
死很有力量。
Death is powerful.
没有一个人得胜。
Nobody will triumph over death.
所以有一天我们都在死之下都投降。
That is why we will all one day surrender before death.
那第二个有力量的就是爱。
The second thing is love.
所以雅各说爱好像死一样强。
That is why the Song of Songs says that love is as strong as death.
所以当一个人被爱所充满的时候，他愿意为他所爱的死。
When someone is filled with love, he will willingly die for the person he loves.
爱像死一样强。
That is why love is as strong as death.
有时候我们常常想要怎么改变自己。
Oftentimes we wonder how we can ever change ourselves.
我很难改变自己。
It is very difficult.
那所以有时候我们常想我们要怎么改变别人。
But oftentimes we also think about changing other people.
我们也会失望，没有办法改变别人。
We will always be disappointed because we can't change them.
因为我们都没有办法改变自己。
Because we can't even change ourselves.
我们怎么能够改变别人？
How can you change others?
但是耶稣钉十字架这个过程。
But Jesus died on the cross.
这三个小时。
For 3 hours.
至少改变三个人。
And at least changed or transformed 3 people.
这个是不可能的。
And this is next to impossible.
所以我们知道耶稣的爱在十字架上死的表现太有力量。
And that is why the manifestation of God's love on the cross is full of power.
好，我们先来看第一个改变。
Let's take a look at the first transformation.
好，我们看约翰福音十九章。
John 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
38节
Verse 38.
这个事以后， 有亚利马太的约瑟，他是耶稣的门徒，只因为怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。啊，他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去，比拉多就允许，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away.
这里说有一个亚利马太的约瑟。
This verse mentions Joseph of Arimathea.
那其他也说他是一个财主。
In other passages in the Bible, Joseph is known as a wealthy man.
又是一个尊贵的义士。
And also a noble advisor.
你知道财主很难改变啊。
It is very difficult to change wealthy people.
有一个少年的官来跟耶稣说：“我怎么才能够得永生？”
There's a rich young ruler who came to Jesus and asked him, "How can I? What can I do to be saved?"
他很喜欢得永生。
He wanted to have eternal life.
那耶稣就说：“你要改变啊。”
And Jesus replied.You have to change yourself.
第一个改变，你要遵守诫命。
First of all, you need to keep all the commandments.
那少年官说没有问题，我从小就遵守到现在。
And a young ruler claimed, I have observed all these commandments since young.
第二个改变。
The second change that he needed to make.
你要变卖所有分给穷人，然后你跟从我，你就有财宝到天上。
Jesus asked him to sell all that he has and to help the poor, then he would store up treasure for himself in heaven.
他就忧忧愁愁离开耶稣。
And the rich young ruler left.In sorrow.
可是很难改变啊。
It is very difficult to change.
但这个尊贵的义士
But this noble advisor, Joseph of Arimathea, 这
是社会上被尊重的人。
He was highly respected in the society.
他知道耶稣是救主。
He knew that Jesus is Lord.
但是他怕犹太人。
But he was afraid of the Jews.
因为这犹太人在当时社会是主流的，是一个很传统很强的。
The Jews were the mainstream of the society.
所以他不敢公开。
And that is why he only believed in our Lord Jesus secretly.
因为公开要付代价。
Because if he were to publicly proclaim his religion, he would have to pay a steep price.
你就会被人看成耶稣一样。
He would be deemed as a disciple of Jesus.
大家讨厌耶稣，也会讨厌你，因为你跟他。
And everybody who hated Jesus would also hate him.
所以他暗中做门徒。
And that is why he was a secret disciple of Jesus.
但是他看到耶稣被钉十字架过程。
But he witnessed how Jesus was crucified.
真的受感动。
He was moved.
他就出来。
So he took action.
向比拉多说：“我要他的身体。”
And with Pilate's permission, he took Jesus' body.
他上到十字架，把耶稣的身体拿下来。
He went up to the cross to take the Jesus' body down.
他看到耶稣钉十字架的伤痕。
He saw the wounds of our Lord Jesus.
他的身体沾满着耶稣的血。
And his body was stained with Jesus' blood.
很可能他跟耶稣一样被看轻、被取笑。
And perhaps he was ridiculed, just as Jesus was when he was alive.
但这已经不重要了。
But all these things didn't matter anymore.
因为耶稣十字架的爱已经贯穿了他的心，已经改变了他。
Because of the love of the cross has already penetrated into his core.
所以主耶稣的钉十字架非常有力量，那个爱非常有力量。
The love of our Lord Jesus shown at the cross is full of power.
我们看路加二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23.
四十七节。
Verse 47.
路加二十三章四十七节。
Luke 23, verse 47.
百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说：“这真是一个义人。”
The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man."
百夫长说耶稣是一个义人。
The centurion said, "This was a righteous man."
义人就是没有罪的好人。
Someone without sin.
这是一个很大的改变。
This is a great transformation.
为什么是一个很大的改变？
Why is that?
如果我们读马太福音二十七章，
If we turn to Matthew 27,
二十七节。
Verse 27.
巡抚的兵把耶稣带进衙门，叫全群的兵都在那里。他们脱了耶稣的衣服，穿的红紫色袍，用荆棘冠冕戴在耶稣的头上。
28.
所以是谁在侮辱耶稣，就把他戴荆棘冠冕抓去钉十字架呢？
Who are all those people who gather around Jesus, strip him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twist it together, a crown of thorns, and set it on his head?
就是这个百夫长下面的兵啊。
These were the soldiers who were under the command of the centurion.
那现在百夫长在那看耶稣钉十字架的过程。
But the centurion witnessed how Jesus died on the cross.
大家说他是强盗。
Everyone claimed that Jesus was a criminal.
那怎么有可能钉在十字架说神啊，你赦免他们？
Then why was it possible that Jesus said, "Please forgive their sins"?
强盗会这样讲这样的话吗？如果会这样讲，这么有良心的话，他不会抢人的。
Would a criminal say such a word out of his conscience? Of course not.
所以在最痛苦的时候，耶稣的表现证明他的伟大。
So in the depth of his pain, our Lord Jesus showed something extraordinary to prove his greatness.
证明他的爱。
And to prove his love.
所以这个百夫长说他真是一个义人。
And that is why the centurion said, surely this was a righteous man.
这是一个改变。
This is a great transformation.
这是一句良心的话。
And this is spoken out of his conscience.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
我们刚刚读的这个约翰福音里面又提到另外一个叫尼哥底母。
And in the Gospel of John, it is also mentioned that Nicodemus also witnessed Jesus' death.
尼哥底母本来是暗中做门徒，他是法利赛的。
Nicodemus was a Pharisee who was a secret disciple of Jesus.
他也知道耶稣是救主。
He also knew that our Lord Jesus is the Savior.
他看到耶稣钉十字架。
He witnessed how Jesus died on the cross.
他也出来了，我就是他的门徒。
He made public that he is his disciple.
所以今天我们要把主钉十字架常常放在心里面。
And that is why today we need to always bear in mind the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus in our hearts.
如果神的爱充满我们，
if the Lord's love fills us,
我们就改变了。
We will be transformed.
这个爱非常有力量。
This love is powerful.
所以如果我们没有办法改变一个人，
So if we're unable to change anyone,
你只要带他来让他被神的爱感动。
All we need to do is to bring him before God's presence and be touched by his love.
他就改变了。
And he will change.
如果我们没有办法改变自己，
If we cannot change ourselves,
只要我们真的被神的爱充满，我们就改变。
But as long as we're filled by God's love, we will likewise change.
这个爱太有力量。
Because this love is full of power.
我们没有改变，是因为我们不认识这个爱。
We do not change because we do not really understand and experience this love.
我们没有改变，可能我们认识，但是没有被这个爱充满。
We are not transformed because we merely know about this love but are not filled by this love.
所以当我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们来思想神对我们的爱。
So as we partake of the Holy Communion, let us meditate upon the love of God.
愿这个伟大的爱改变我们。
May this immense love change us. Now we're going to bless this bread together. Let us kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们感谢你。
O Lord, we thank you.
你非常的爱我们。
You love us dearly.
你要救我们回到你的国度。
You are going to save us into your kingdom.
虽然我们像浪子远离了你。
Even though we are like the lost son who have gone away from you,
我们偏行己路得罪了你。
We have transgressed against you by going on our own ways.
主啊，但是你对我们的爱并没有改变。
But O Lord, you have never changed your love for us.
主，你爱我们爱到底。
You love us till the end.
你为我们被钉在十字架上。
You have been crucified on the cross for our sake.
要为我们的罪付出赎价。
And to pay a price for our sins.
主，你的爱何等的大，何等的深，何等的长，何等的高。
O Lord, how deep, wide, and high is your love.
主啊，愿你的爱充满在我们内心。
May your love fill our hearts.
让我们每一个人被你吸引。
So that we are all drawn to you.
愿你来充满内心。
May you fill us with your love.
让我们每一个人被你改变。
So that we'll be transformed.
让我们过一个有你的爱充满的生活。
To live a life filled with your love.
也因为这样能够使人被吸引来到你的面前。
And because of that, everyone will also be drawn to you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, please help us.
让我们能够在你爱中来成长。
So that we can grow in your love.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, please help us.
让我们整个教会被你的爱充满。
So that the whole church is filled by your love.
使我们有你的生命的显现。
So that we have the manifestation of your life.
让你的名在我们当中得到荣耀。
And that your name be glorified among us.
愿主你的灵运行在这个饼成为你的身体。
O Lord, may your spirit move in this bread and cup so that it becomes your body and blood.
让我们领受之后，末日得以复活。
So that as we partake of it, we will be resurrected on the last day.
主，我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞归你。
O Lord, may all the glory be unto your praises.
Amen.
Amen.
那唱诗416，啊，请陈执事周师姐。
Let's sing in 416. As we receive this bread, let us give thanks and partake of it.
那请我们在本教会受洗才领受。
Those of you who have not been baptized into the true Jesus Church, please refrain from partaking the Holy Communion.
那我们很欢迎你跟我们慕道以后受洗，也跟我们一起来领受这个圣餐。
We more than welcome you to join us in the Holy Communion after you have been baptized into the church.
那我们领受圣餐要审查。
And as we partake of the Holy Communion, let us examine ourselves.
因为我们要分辨这是主的身体，是圣洁的。
We have to discern and to understand that this is the body of Christ.
那我们要审查，在神面前悔改。
And that is why we need to examine ourselves and to repent before Him.
而且要立志。
We also need to be determined
来爱主
to love Him.
那我们现在来请叶弟兄杰西卡姐妹吴章龙弟兄周执事来分饼等一下哺乳叶弟兄吴章龙弟兄陈执事来分杯现在唱诗第二节
Let's sing him verse 416 verse 2Let's sing him 435.
请我们唱两次哈。
Let's sing it twice.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever
下来啊，默祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
主啊，照着你的律法，罪要借着血才可以得到洁净。
According to your ordinances, only blood can wash away our sins.
主啊，在你的律法之下，我们都犯了罪，亏缺你的荣耀。
And under your ordinances, we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory.
主啊，在你的公义之下，你的震怒天天在我们身上。
O Lord, because of your justice, your wrath is upon us every day.
主啊，但是你是我们的父。
But you are our Father.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你愿意我们得救。
You are willing that we be saved.
主啊，你带着身体来到世界。
You come with a physical body.
当我们不认识你的时候。
Before we know you.
当我们活在罪里面的时候
，As we live in sin，
当我们活在浪子放荡的时候，你已经来到世界为我们而死。
As we are lost in this world, you came to this world。
哇，你在十字架上忍受最痛苦的刑罚。
Oh Lord, you have suffered the most excruciating punishment。
这个是罪人的刑罚。
This is a punishment for sinners。
主啊，你是没有罪的。
But you are without sin.
你背负我们的罪，受这个刑罚。
You bore our sins to take on this punishment.
所以因此我们可以得到平安。
That is why we can receive peace.
我们可以得到恩典。
We can receive your grace.
我们能够得到你的果。
And we can receive your kingdom.
主啊，你爱我们的爱是何等的大。
Oh Lord, how great is the love you love us.
求你的爱感动我们。
May your love move us.
让我们有个感恩的心，天天来服侍你。
So that we will be filled with gratitude to serve you.
主啊，让我们有爱你的心来做你喜悦的事情，让你的心得到喜乐。
Oh Lord, please let us be moved by your love so that we can do all things to please you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
愿你的灵运行在葡萄汁成为你的血。
May your spirit move in the cup to become your blood.
让我们领受之后，末日得以复活。
And after we have partaken of it, we will be resurrected on the last day.
在天国跟你一起享受福乐。
And we will enjoy paradise with you.
主啊，愿你的名得到荣耀。
O Lord, may your name be glorified. Amen.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
435。早唱过了。449。
449。
啊，请陈执事、周执事。分杯啊、
Now we're going to distribute the cup.
接到就领受。
Please partake of it when you receive it.
我们唱第三节。
Let's sing verse 3.
I will
唱是380首。
Let's sing him 380. Let's rise to sing verse 3. Now we're going to offer our final prayer.
我们在九月的第三个礼拜，我们这里有灵恩布道会。
The third week of September will be our spiritual convocation.
所以我们还有两个礼拜来，两个月来准备。
We still have 2 months to prepare.
请我们多带慕道朋友来查考道理。
Please bring our friends to search the truth.
也常请我们常常为着灵恩部队来祷告。
And let's constantly pray for our evangelical services.
求主耶稣感动更多的人来得到他的救恩。
May our Lord touch more people to come and receive this gospel.
所以我们现在最后要来感恩的，要来祷告。
Now we're going to offer our prayer.
求主的圣灵充充满满丰丰富富浇灌在我们身上。
May the Spirit of our Lord be showered upon us abundantly.
愿主的爱感动我们每一个人。
May the love of God compels each and every one of us.
一起跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.